Hello.
Hello, my good evening. My name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking with people in California, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? Now, before we begin, can you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And I know you live in California, but can you please tell me, you still live in the county of Merced? Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's just for a statistical purpose only. All of the personal telephone calls that you receive, did you get all or almost all calls on the regular home phone, some on the cell phone, or all or almost all calls on the cell phone?
All calls on the cell phone.
Thank you, ma'am. All calls on the cell phone. Now, are you as anyone in your household work, employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. And just to be sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me in what year were you born?
In 1985.
Thank you, ma'am. 1985, right? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it white, Caucasian, or African American, or Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, what's the last grade that you completed in school? High school, some college, vocational, two-year college, four-year college, postgraduate?
Vocational. I have my real estate license.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, let's get started. First, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Yes.
Approve strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Or strongly approve. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as governor in California?
Yes.
You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the state assembly were being held today, from who would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. And for each one, can you please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person? And if I mention someone you do not know too much about, just tell me and we go to the next one. But Kamala Harris, their options are favorable or unfavorable, heard, but you have no opinion or never heard of her?
No. I've heard of her. A favorable, definitely.
Favorable. Okay. No, this was your opinion. Okay, ma'am. Now, how about Joanna Garcia Rose? Same question, same options.
Favorable. I don't think I have heard from, I don't know.
Okay.
Her.
How about Esmeralda Soria? Is that name rings a bell?
Favorable.
Okay.
Favorable.
Donald Trump. Favorable or unfavorable? Or no opinion?
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. I like that song. Now, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for the state assembly? Is it the issue of inflation and the cost of living, the jobs and the economy, education, homelessness, climate change, taxes, the issue of abortion, or healthcare, or crime and public safety, or border security, when deciding which candidate do you vote for the state assembly?
Probably like abortion and healthcare is like big priority.
Thank you. And thinking ahead to the November election, on the scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means that you're not at all interested, and 10 means that you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for president, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local office? What number from 0 to 10?
10. I am always watching.
Extremely motivated, huh? Okay. You following all the news. Yeah, like.
Every day, all day.
I hear you. Now, if the election for president was being held today, for who would you vote? Kamala Harris, a Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala, 2024.
2024, okay. And if the election for the state assembly was being held today, From who would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat?
Yes.
She's a state assembly member. Or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican?
No.
Esmeralda? Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is pretty seriously off on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
No, headed in the right direction.
Right direction. And next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed about the same? What's your take on that?
I would say it decreased.
Okay.
There isn't a lot happening here anymore.
Thank God for that. Now, on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate? Yes or no?
Ooh. Yes, probably, but like a long time ago.
Understood.
Like when I was in my 20s.
Understood. Now, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, can you please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly? Okay. Now, you made it pretty clear that you're going to support her, and this is things you're going to hear during the campaign. Okay, ma'am? Positive ads and negative ads, okay? This is one way for you to let them know that you're not going to change your mind. But Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. That statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, so it makes no difference.
Much more, actually.
Much more. Now, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Same questions, same options.
Yes.
Much more? Somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes in food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Will that make you to support her much more, somewhat, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat.
Less or more?
Somewhat more.
More, okay. As a professional actor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public, and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Same question, same options.
No, none.
Okay. Would that make you to support her somewhat less likely, much less likely, somewhat more, or much more? Or it makes no difference on your support?
It makes no difference.
Okay. Now, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional actor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever wasted, fraud, or corruption she finds. That statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Doesn't make a difference.
Understood. I appreciate your patience on the line, ma'am. Now, have you heard some more information? If the election for the state assembly was being held today, from who would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, the state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, adder, and a mother?
Esmeralda.
Ms. Maraba. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you may hear about Esmeralda Soria during the campaign. After I read each statement, can you please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly? And if it makes no difference, you also let me know, can you? Thank you.
Okay.
Now, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed. And now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Will that statement make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference on your support?
It doesn't make a difference.
Okay. Now, politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayers' money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Same questions, same options. No difference? Much less?
No difference.
More? Okay. Now, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that will raise taxes and Medicare, as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Same question, same options. Much less, someone less?
No difference.
No difference, okay. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayers-funded benefits. Same question, same options?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. Esmeralda Sofia supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. No difference. Much less, someone more, much
no
more.
No difference.
Okay. Now, Esmeralda Sofia voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some Osorio's personal expenses. No difference, much less, someone less, much more?
No difference.
Okay. Now, have you heard some more information? If the election for the state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, just a few more questions for a statistical purpose only so we can finish. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something
yes.
else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Mm-hmm. I'm very strong.
I'm very strong. Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Pretty liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be a pro-choice or a pro-life?
Pro-choice.
Thank you. And some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Now, would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes, you will, or no, you will not?
Yes, I will.
Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much, man. Very kind of you for your patience. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. Bye-bye.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.